the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now, with more ways to listen, on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
Hey, guys, this is Kane.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, guys,
it's We the Kingdom.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, I can't tell you how excited I am that you're here with me as we're about to count down those top 20 songs together in Christian music. I'm William Ryan III, and this has been the craziest week for my family and I. You may have seen the news about Texas getting hit with a winter storm, and man, it really affected us here in Texas because we had temperatures below zero for several days, lots of snow and ice on the ground, and we were without power for tons of hours. I lost count how many times the power went off, and some of my friends, they were without power for like a full day at a time. It was crazy. And because of all that, we even had to boil our water from our tap water because it wasn't safe to drink either. And so it has been the craziest week, so I'm just excited to be back with you. Now, on our chart, it was a little crazy this week too because we had four songs that dropped off of our chart and we have four songs that make a debut this week. So we're going to get things started with a song that was just a future fan favorite winning song last week. It's from the band For King and Country. It's called Amen. Here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
New music, number 20.
Count to three and say a prayer. Down for love and up for air. Underwater, overjoyed. Water for a thirsty soul. Water for a thirsty soul. Baptize me into your love. Oh, my spirit's overcome. Body, mind, and skin and bone. Love, I'm gonna make it known. Love, I'm gonna make it known.
Yeah, I'm coming alive. People say,
that was brand new music from the band For King and Country. It's called Amen. It's number 20 this week. And you may remember that one. Last week, it was the future fan favorite winning song. That was pretty quick, wasn't it? Well, now we go to the band I Am They. And they're here for their second week here on our countdown. And they're moving up a point with their song called Faithful God. Here it is on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 19.
I am surrounded on every side. Can't see the light of day, but I am persuaded beyond all hope. You won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say. You will not be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
The Countdown Magazine. That's the band I Am They with Faithful God at number 19 this week. Now this next one, it's another debut here on our chart, and I'm excited because this was a future fan favorite winning song back in July of last year, and I've been just rooting for this guy, waiting for him to hit the chart. It's Jordan St. Cyr, and here he is with his song called Fires on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
New music, number 18.
I remember how you told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need, you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? You've walked me through fire, pulled me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows high, I walk through these fires. I'm changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You've walked me through fire. My redemption, Lord, how could I question when you prove that you'd die for me? You've walked me through fire.
That is new music here on our chart at number 18. It's from Jordan St. Cyr. It's called Fires, and you might remember it from last July. It was a winning future fan favorite song that you voted on. I know, I'm excited it finally made it here on our chart on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up.
Well, so far we've had two brand new songs debut on our chart this week, but there are a couple more headed your way, including a new one from Crowder. It was also a future fan favorite winning song just a couple of weeks ago, and I have him in to tell you more about it when we return.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad that you're here. And after a crazy week that I had here in Texas, man, it feels good to be back here and a normal weekend with you counting down these top 20 songs of the week. And I know it wasn't just like snowing like crazy here in Texas this last week. It seems like it was all over the United States. And so if you were in an area that got a little bit of snow, I would love for you to maybe post a photo on social media, on Facebook or Instagram, and be sure to tag us. I would love to see a photo of you and your family out there playing in the snow. So look us up, 20 The Countdown Magazine on Facebook and Instagram, and tag us.
20.
Last month here in January, you probably remember me playing this future fan favorite song from Crowder. It's a new one from him called Good God Almighty, and he's in now because this song debuts this week here on our chart officially, and I wanted to hear more about it. So here he is to tell you more.
I don't know about you, but after the year we've just had, I got to sing something that reminds me of what's true. And what's true is God is God. He's still on the throne, and he is good. God is God. And God is good, and that's what the song, that's the song right here, and I need it as much as I've ever needed it. I need to remember. That's it.
That was Crowder telling us about his new song called Good God Almighty, and it's making a debut. It is one of four songs that make a debut this week on our chart. Here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 17, new music.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me.
Count the times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty,
what'd you think of that one? It's the new one from Crowder called Good God Almighty, debuting at number 17. Well, with all the snow around the United States, it wasn't just Texas that was crazy. Cochran and Company, they were traveling from Franklin, Tennessee to Evansville, Indiana for a show, and it normally takes 3 hours, but due to all this snow, it took them 7.5 hours to make it there for the show. That is crazy. Here is Cochran and Company now with their latest called Who Can on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 16.
I can be prone to wander, too full of pride sometimes. I don't make it easy to love this heart of mine. I can get so distracted, caught up in doubt and fear. But every time I think you've left me, you're still right here. I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through. Who can call my weary soul when I'm lost and alone? Thank God that I know who can. Only you can hold my head up, only you can help me see, only you can break the grip that's in hand on me. And I know I don't deserve it, but that's why you call it grace. You covered a debt that I could never repay. Tell me who can love me like you do? I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through.
That's your number 16 song from Cochran and Company. It's called Who Can? And they're holding steady in that spot again this week on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up,
it's a pretty exciting show because I mentioned there was four new songs making a debut this week, and we played three of them. One of them was for King and Country, another from Jordan St. Cyr, and that one from Crowder that you just heard. But there is one more new song coming up here on our chart, and you get to hear what it is coming up soon. So stick around.
Hello, Countdown family. I'm Chris Langham, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. Is Christian marriage misogyny? Ephesians 5 tells us that the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Now, in the world, being the head means better pay, more important work, and all the perks. Quarterback, captain, CEO. The head does the cool stuff. Leave the menial work for the help. That's the world. But how does Jesus treat his church? Jesus serves the church. He washed feet, healed lepers, made himself a servant, and he told the disciples that they would do greater works than he. So love your wife the way Jesus loves his church. In a healthy person, head and body don't compete, but serve together as one. For more of what the Bible says on marriage, check out the Marriage Plan on the free Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, each week we have so many new listeners that reach out to us to let us know that they're listening. Like Rick and Mary listening from Odessa, Texas. Thank you guys so much for making the show a part of your weekend now that you have discovered it on the podcast. That's pretty cool. And if you are a new listener, you should reach out to us. Let me know. I'd love to hear a message from you. You can go to 20thecountdown.com and shoot a message there, or find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Just search for 20 The Countdown Magazine. 20. Danny Gokey dropped by to tell us more about this new one called New Day. Here's what he had to share with us about it.
You know, I believe that God has new beginnings for every single one of us, no matter what we have walked through. You know, how do I prove this? You know, the Bible says in Isaiah that God says to forget the former things. He's talking to his people. He's telling his people, forget the former things. Maybe the former things were good, but sometimes good can be an enemy to great. And maybe some of the former things were not so good, and that can leave a real tinge of bitterness and pain. But when we let go, and we make space in our heart for God's words, for his plan, for his purpose, and also for his healing, we'll begin to live a life that we could never have dreamed of. Make space in your heart, receive the new day, receive this message of hope, and let's walk it out every day. God's got new things for you. Your best is yet to come.
That was Danny Gokey telling us about New Day on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 15.
Wake up and breathing deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait, yeah. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything's bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming, This is a new day. The old is gone away, This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, Go on and reignite impossible dreams. You could be, yeah. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. Whoa, this is a new day. Come on, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom.
You got a freedom.
No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming, This is a new day.
something's new today. And every single day, love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you.
Danny Gokey at number 15 with New Day. It's climbing three to land at that spot. And another song that's also climbing 3 points is this one. It's from Hillsong United. It's called Another in the Fire on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 14.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire. Another way when the walls are closing in. And when I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the seas. And should I ever need cross that bears the burden, where another died for me. There is another in the fire. Oh, my dead left for dead beneath.
Another in the fire, standing next to me.
song United with Another in the Fire at number 14 this week. Now this is our next debut here on our chart. It's Zach Williams. It's called Less Like Me, and here he is to tell you more.
I think as Christians, we often feel like we have to have it all together or we have to be perfect. And I know for myself, I miss the mark on a daily basis. And I've had times this year where I felt like everything in my life was about to fall apart and days where nothing went right. But I'm reminded of Galatians and the fruits of the Spirit, and it talks about joy and love and peace and kindness and self-control, and these are all the things that Jesus was, and these are the things that I strive to be. And I think for myself, my goal each day is to wake up and try to be a better version of myself than I was the day before. And ultimately, my end goal is to be less like me and more like Jesus.
That was Zach Williams telling us about Less Like Me. It's the fourth of our four debuts this week on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 13, new music.
Oh, I have days to lose the fight. Try my best, but just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness. Goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience. A little more like peace. A little more like Jesus. A little less like me. Yeah, there's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I used. That I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like.
From Zach Williams. It's called Less Like Me at number 13, and that one's also a past future fan favorite that you voted on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Coming up.
Well, that gets us through all those new debuts here on our chart, but there's still some great music coming up here on our countdown, and there's also an artist that has a jigsaw puzzle of their band's photo out. I'll tell you who that is here coming up next.
20 The Countdown magazine continues next. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our countdown, where we are counting down the top 20 songs in Christian music together. I'm William Ryan III. You know, this last week with all of the bad snowy weather that we got in Texas, I got to thinking, like, what are some things that you and your family like to do when you're all cooped up inside? Now, we had a loss of electricity, so that doesn't really count. But normally, I know people love to cook. They love to watch some movies or catch up on some TV. And I know a lot of families love to put together puzzles. I saw lots of people on social media posting photos of them doing some puzzles. And it was pretty cool. I saw this next band, Mercy Me. They actually have this limited edition of a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle available at their website. I thought that might be something kind of cool to do. And here they are now with their latest song called Say I Won't on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 12.
Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's gonna not enough is what I've been told. But it must be a lie, 'cause the spirit inside says I'm so much more. So let them say what they want.
That's the new one from Mercy Me at number 12 called Say I Won't. That's its second week here on our countdown, and it made a 7-point jump. So excited for those guys.
Artist news. Three things you need to know. Number one.
Contemporary Christian music legend Carmen has passed away at the age of 65 this last week after fighting a series of complications resulting from a surgery. And after a 40-year career and multiple awards, Carmen still holds the world record for having the largest audience to see a single Christian artist. But to those that knew him best, the main desire of his heart was always to win souls to Christ through his music. Listen to what the Newsboys had to say about his passing. We're sad to hear of the passing of our longtime friend Carmen. Our heartfelt condolences go out to his wife and family. If you were a fan of CCM in the 80s and 90s, you know that Carmen was an unconventional, indescribable force. Both Newsboys and DC Talk did numerous tours, shows, and festivals with him over many years. He was an extremely kind and humble supporter of us all. Even after his career slowed down in recent years, he would still show up at random tour stops to offer his support, and for that, we will forever be grateful. Godspeed, Carmen. That's what the Newsboys had to share about his passing.
Number two.
Last week, Christian music icon Amy Grant performed her hit Every Heartbeat on ABC's Good Morning America. Can you believe Amy Grant's hit was released 30 years ago? This is Amy's first television performance since her open heart surgery last summer. During the interview with Robin Roberts, Amy shares a fun way she has been working to get her voice back in shape after all of the canceled concerts this past year.
It's funny, trying to get in shape. I think all musicians are struggling during this non-touring time to stay, you know, guitar players are not playing as much. I mean, everybody's just missing audiences. But I've started singing while I'm riding my bike, and it makes me feel like a kid again. Just because to sit there and do vocal exercises is awful, but to be biking and I'll just be singing, and then all of a sudden I'll pass people and I'll be like, weirdo.
Isn't that fun? Amy also shares that she is feeling great since her open heart surgery last year.
Number three.
So this next story is a very exclusive story since I got to be a part of this one. Have you seen The Chosen TV series yet? It's the first ever multi-season TV show about the life of Jesus told through the eyes of those who knew him. So a friend of mine is a producer of the series, and he called me just a couple of months ago to see if I could help him plan a huge event. They would be filming season two, and the scene would be the Sermon on the Mount. Now, instead of only hiring professional extras, they wanted to invite the fans that had given support to the series. And over 2,000 people came to be a part of this incredible scene. And yes, it was in the middle of a pandemic, so the challenge wouldn't be easy. It was so remarkable what we were able to pull off that TMZ actually interviewed Dallas Jenkins, the director. Check this out.
How'd you do it? I mean, how on earth?
Yeah, I mean,
you think you could pull off 2,000 people in the middle of a pandemic?
Before you ever say roll, before you ever say action, what you had to go through is really impressive.
So every single person, all 2,000 people, were not only PCR tested, which is the big test, before they came, they were also tested the morning of.
So the people were coming, but the Chosen team didn't want to just film the scene. They actually wanted it to be a blessing for all those who were coming. In the middle of the field, before Jesus spoke his words for the scene, Carrie Job and Cody Carnes, along with their friend Phil Wickham, sang the blessing over the entire group. It was incredible. Here's just a quick clip for you. Now, each of the artists did a concert throughout the day during filming breaks, so while dressed in first century biblical costumes, the extras got to worship alongside Phil Wickham, Cody Carnes, and Carrie Joe. But even with all the planning, what we just couldn't plan for was the frigid temperatures that Texas never saw coming. Phil Wickham said it was the coldest he's ever been while on stage. At one moment, he said he just sang half a song a cappella so he could try to warm his hands in his pockets for just a minute. His guitar strings felt like little knives. We'll link a photo of Phil on the stage, and yes, that was actually covered in ice, as you'll see in the photo. But he, along with so many that we have heard from, said despite the cold, it was such a blessing to be a part of this incredible day and important scene. Go to 20thecountdown.com to see photos and more on this story.
You're up to date. That was three things you need to know. Now, back to the countdown with William Ryan III.
Hey guys, it's Darren here with the band We Are Messengers, and this is the story behind our song, Image of God. Genesis 1:27 tells us that God created mankind in his own image. And this fact is an inescapable and ever-present reminder that God is the author, the designer, the originator of our very existence. Now, I know it's heavy right now, and many of us are lost, confused, and hopeless. It's really, really difficult. But every single man, woman, and child on the planet is an image bearer of the King of Glory. That means that my neighbor, my barber, the checkout clerk at the grocery store, the guy that stole my parking spot, and the celebrity that I disagree with, all of those have been made in God's image, and each of those is incredibly valuable because of that fact. And that should change how I see and how I love those around me. My hope is that this song would leave you loving your neighbor so very well, serving your community, demonstrating the love of Jesus, and holding your family incredibly closely, knowing that we have all been made in the image of God.
That is We Are Messengers, and here they are with Image of God on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 11.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life. And I try to shake it flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, of God. That's where the light comes from, yeah. We all need the same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show
of God.
That's your number 11 song from We Are Messengers called Image of God. Now let's rewind songs 11 through 20 for you.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Number 20.
All the people say, oh.
From death to life.
Oh.
From death to.
Number 19.
I will sing through fire and thunder. Cause you are on my side. I trust you with my.
Number 18.
Walk me through fire. Pull me from flames.
Number 17.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me. Praise in your name no matter what comes.
Number 16. Number 15.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope.
2014.
A little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith.
Number 12.
No, I'm gonna fly.
Number 11.
We are made in the image of.
20, the Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
From Dallas, Texas to you. 20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, we are still counting down those top 20 songs of the week, and we're right in the middle of it. For this second hour, we have that future fan favorite coming up a little later. And man, it's been pretty cool because this show, we've heard from four of our past future fan favorite winning songs. They've made a debut this week. But this hour, that's coming up, and as well as some other great music from some of your favorite artists. So let's get going.
20.
He's making a 5-point climb here with his latest called Battle Belongs. It's Phil Wickham, and he's in to tell us more about the song.
I love singing the song. It comes out of the scripture in 2 Chronicles 20, where there's this giant army about to come upon the people of God, and the people of God are freaking out. King Jehoshaphat saying, God, what do we do? We're powerless against this horde, but our eyes are on you. And as their eyes are on God, God responds and says, do not be afraid or dismayed. You will not have to fight in this battle. This battle is not yours, but it is God's. And he goes on to say, stand firm, hold fast, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. And so that's what the people do. They trust. Instead of sending their armies into battle, they send their worshipers into battle. And they start singing, give thanks to the Lord for his steadfast love endures forever. And as they start singing, it says in the scriptures that the horde, the army coming against them, goes into chaos, starts fighting each other. And it says in the scripture, not one of them is left alive. I mean, it was a miracle that God did on behalf of his people. And he's still doing it today. That's what the cross says for us. It says, sit back and stand firm and watch the salvation of the Lord happen on your behalf. And that's what the cross is us today. The enemy of death that we were powerless against is now defeated because of Jesus. And so this song is a frontline song, but not a frontline song like let's wage war with our fists, but it's a frontline song, let's wage war in prayer and in love. And I hope it blesses a lot of people. Thanks for listening. God bless you guys.
That was Phil Wickham, and he was telling us about Battle Belongs. Here it is now on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 10.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain moved. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. There's nothing impossible for you. My head.
the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, and I'll see through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Bill Wickham making a 5-point climb to land at number 10 with his latest called Battle Belongs. And now Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson, they're dropping down to this spot with their latest called Famous For on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 9.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over.
I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace. Your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for.
I believe in you,
God, I believe in you. Release your love inside of me. Unleash your power for all to see. Spirit, come and fall on us. Over and Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful. Your word's unstoppable. All things are possible in you. God of exceeding, God of abundance.
Do what you want.
I believe there is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson singing Famous For, dropping down to number 9 this week. Well, at the beginning of the year, I told you about Josh Baldwin and his family making their move from California to Tennessee, and they were still waiting on their moving van a couple of weeks ago. It still had not arrived, but I caught word this last week that it did finally make it, and they've been able to unpack everything and begin getting that house in order. So I can't imagine how long they have been without all that stuff. It's had to be a little frustrating, but I'm sure they're glad they got it now. Here is Josh Baldwin now with his latest song called Evidence on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 8.
All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms made way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing,
your number 8 song from Josh Baldwin. It's called Evidence on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up,
7 more songs are on the way for you, including the new one from Corey Asbury and Casting Crowns. Not only their song, but they're in to tell us more about it.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here with me. I'm William Ryan III, and I told you about this last week, man. Texas, it got really crazy with the weather. We had some, I guess what they called a blizzard. Lots of snow and ice and temperatures below zero. And we're totally not used to that in Texas. I mean, I know some people are probably laughing, thinking that is just funny that Texas is freaking out, but we don't have like snow plows or anything to deal with all this stuff. And not to mention all the power outages and all the other crazy things that were happening. It was wild. But we are finally back to some warmer temperatures this weekend. And next week, just like Texas does, it looks like it's going to be warm. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Well, he's making a 2-point jump this week. It's Corey Asbury with Sparrows on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 7.
Sparrows not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. The sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. A heart that's planted in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me.
Asbury with Sparrows, moving up 2 spots to number 7. Well, have you heard the story about Casting Crowns, their new song called Start Right Here? Here's Mark Hall to tell you more.
When I'm in traffic and somebody pulls out in front of me, man, I have got 20/20 vision on everything wrong with that person, and I can usually sum it up in a few words that I have to pray about later. But if I pull out in front of you and your horns are blazing at me and your hands are in the air, man, I've got all the reasons why you should give me mercy. I mean, why are you coming at me like this? Everybody makes a mistake, right? Within 5 minutes, I can go from dealing out justice to you to wanting mercy for me. That shows my heart, there's a problem. If I want to see change in the world, I've got to see the world like Jesus does. And I've got to know that any change in the world that's ever going to happen starts with me, starts with my church, my family, loving God and loving people. It's got to start right here.
Isn't that great? What a great story, right? That was Mark Hall from the band Casting Crowns, and they're in now with their song called Start Right Here. It's moving up 6 places this week, too, on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 6.
We want our coffee in the lobby. We watch our worship on the screen. We got a rock star preacher who won't wake us from our dreams. We want our blessings in our pocket. We keep our missions overseas. But for the hurting in our city, would we even cross the street? But we want to see the heart set free and the tyrants kneel. The walls fall down and our land be healed. But church, if we want to see change in the world out there, it's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now. Lord, it's start right here. Lord, it's start right now. I'm like the brother of the prodigal who turned his nose and puffed his chest. He didn't run off like his brother, but his soul was just as dead. What if the church on Sunday was still the church on Monday too? What if we came down from our towers and walked a mile in someone's shoes? 'Cause we wanna see the heart set free and the tyrants kneel. The walls fall down and our land be healed. But church, if we want to see the change in the world out there, it's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now. People who are called by his name, if we'll surrender all our pride and turn from our ways, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sin. He will heal our land, but it starts right here. We're the people who are called by his name. If we'll surrender all our pride and turn from our ways, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sin. He will heal our land. It's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now. Lord, it's start right here. Lord, it's start right now. It's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now.
That is the band Casting Crowns with Start Right Here, moving 6 places up to number 6 on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Coming up,
5 more songs to go here out of our top 20 songs in Christian music. And what are they going to be? Who is number 1? All of that is coming up here soon.
20 The Countdown magazine is back in a sec. Heard around the world on great stations.
Well, welcome back. We're about to kick off those remaining 5 songs out of our top 20 songs of the week. But first, we get to check in with our station of the week. And this week, we are heading to Ohio.
Hey, this is Dave Bonsigna with WZOQ Radio in Ottawa, Ohio. For the best in Christian hip music, find us on the TuneIn app, online at WZOQRadio.com. We're proud to be a part of 20 The Countdown magazine.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate you guys airing 20 The Countdown magazine. I'm proud to have you guys a part of our family. And thanks for what you guys are doing there in Ohio as well. And thanks again for being our station of the week.
Top 5.
Top 5.
Well, we're kicking off our top 5 with this one from Jeremy Camp. And I love what he shared on Instagram this last week. He had a photo of him shaving off his beard. And it was sort of a symbolic photo because it was a new beginning for him after a tough year. And I love that. I love the fresh start there for him. And this new song by him is awesome. You got to check it out. It's called Out of My Hands. Jeremy Camp on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 5.
this never-ending pressure. Tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control.
That is Jeremy Camp with Out of My Hands, making a 6-point jump to land at number 5 this week. Last week, right around this time, I had 2 new songs to play for you as part of our future fan favorite, and they were also some new artists. They had a little television background, so you might have remembered them, but Jordan Smith was from The Voice with Great You Are, that was the name of his song, and Baylor Wilson from Survivor, she had the song called Jesus Happen. And after you voted at our website, 20thecountdown.com, the song with the most votes, it went to Jordan Smith, Great You Are. And here it is on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Last week's fan favorite.
Every hour, every second, every heartbreak, every blessing, you can have it all. Every dark night, every morning, I lay my life down here before you. You can have it all. My life sings hallelujah. I won't let the rocks cry out. I'll shout it from the mountaintops. Let everything I am reveal the glory of how great you are. I won't let a breath go by and miss a chance to lift you high. Let everything
every failure, every question. Let my worship be my weapon. You can have it all. Every hour, every second, let my spirit reach the heavens. You can have it all. Break every blessing, you can have it all.
That is Jordan Smith with Great You Are, last week's future fan favorite winning song from our website. Well, thanks for voting if you did that. And if you didn't, this week you get to vote on two incredible songs. Now, these are some really good artists, some really good songs, and I know it's probably not even fair to put these up against each other, but I have to know which one of these is your favorite, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. Our first one, it is from Chris Tomlin. It's called God Who Listens, and it's featuring Thomas Rhett. Check this out.
I'm not just wishing, I know I'm praying.
That was just a little sample there of the new Chris Tomlin song called God Who Listens, featuring Thomas Rhett. That's your first choice out of our future fan favorite. And your next one, it's another great band here with a great song. It's We the Kingdom, and they're singing Child of Love, along with Bear Reinhardt from the band Need to Breathe. Check this out. That's your second choice for the future fan favorite. That one was We the Kingdom along with Bear Reinhardt from the band Need to Breathe. It's called Child of Love. The song before it was from Chris Tomlin featuring Thomas Rhett called God Who Listens. Okay, do me a huge favor. Go to 20thecountdown.com right now so you don't forget. Listen to those two songs again and then cast your vote for your favorite song. Then be listening this time next week to see which one gets it.
Future fan favorite, love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
Well, the band Kane is in next, and I just found out that they are going to be touring along with Zach Williams and Mac Powell. It's drive-in theater tours, and it's coming to 23 cities in the U.S. It's going to be going on March through May, so you'll have to check and see if they were coming near you. That should be a pretty cool show. Here they are now with their song Rise Up. It's the band Kane on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 4.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable. Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave.
Kane at number 4 with Rise Up on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up,
3 more songs to go, and the way this countdown's been going, you'll definitely want to stick around to see what happens.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
He is moving up a spot to land right here at this number 3 place. It's Andrew Rip, and he's in to tell us more about the song Jericho.
So the story of Jericho has always been really inspiring to me for so many different reasons. God told Joshua this promise that Jericho would be his, even though in the natural, it was filled with a completely different army, surrounded by double thick stone walls, and it didn't seem like it was possible. The second that Joshua decided to believe what God said, that's really when the walls came down in the spirit. The second you step in and partner in faith with a word that God gives you over your circumstances, that thing is done. Whether or not you have your healing yet, whether you have your new job yet, or know how you're gonna make rent, you go get a word from God and just obey. He never fails. This chorus is just a reminder that all of my fears, like Jericho walls, gotta come down. And it's just really encouraging to me. I hope it encourages you as well. God bless.
That was Andrew Rip, and he was telling us about his song Jericho. Pretty cool story there, right? Here he is now on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 3.
racking up the years I spent trading punches with the enemy. Ooh, I built myself a double thick stone tower, lies higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone, crying out to you, Lord, I'm desperate. Love come rattle this cage and set me free. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. My prison turns to ruin when your love moves it. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down, come down. Ooh, truth was crashing through the pride and the blame, cutting straight to the heart of me. Ooh, long before I ever called your name, you were fighting for my victory. Carved in your flesh and bone, the wounds that have set my soul's forgiven. Oh, now I can feel the darkness trembling. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down.
Number three from Andrew Rip. It's called Jericho. And now Matthew West is making a jump up a point towards the top of our chart with Truth Be Told on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number two.
Lie number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them never better. Lie number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. So keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. But truth be told, the truth is rarely told. I say I'm fine, yeah I'm fine, oh I'm fine, hey I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not, and you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. There's a sign on the door, says come as you are, but I doubt it. Cause if we lived like that was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say church should look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred and the prodigals like me.
Well, truth be told, the truth is rarely told. Oh, am I the only one who says I'm fine? Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. Hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. I say I'm fine. Truth be told.
That is Matthew West with Truth Be Told at number two this week on 20 The Countdown magazine. And what's cool is, you know, he had those Valentine's Day shows that he was doing, and he ended up adding two more shows because it was such a huge hit.
Coming up,
that number one song in Christian music is coming up next, so you're not going to want to go anywhere yet. See which one made the top of our charts.
20 The Countdown magazine is back in a sec. From Dallas, Texas to you. 20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, welcome back. We are about to kick off that number one song. And this week, again, it is Elevation Worship with Graves in the Gardens. But before I play the song in English, I wanted you to hear this cool version that I found in Portuguese this week. This was super cool. It was on their Instagram account. Check this out.
Não há nada, nada melhor, não há nada. Nada melhor, não há nada. Nada melhor que meu Deus.
Isn't that cool? All right, here is the song in English now featuring Brandon Lake. It's Elevation Worship on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number one.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Melt empty praise. Treasures of faith are never enough. And you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied. Nothing is better.
That is Elevation Worship featuring Brandon Lake with Graves into Gardens. That's your number one song this week for a second week in a row on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, I'm William Ryan III inviting you to join me again next week as we count down those top 20 songs in Christian music together.
2020, The Countdown Magazine.